set.
Okay. Welcome nga pala sa 13th episode ng podcast session podcast with special guest. Kami, actually, kami yung guest dito.
Special guest to each other's guest of,
I don't know how to describe
spiritual
it.
Daddy in the house.
Yeah, yes. And you got your manifestation mommy.
Oh, Diana in the house. Curly boy in the house.
Curly boy nga pala.
Bagong shit nga pala kay, ano, intro muna tayo.
Yes. Ah. You know.
Ah. Yeah. Ang magaling mag-manifesto. Shout out kay Kairos Graffin.
Hey. Shout out sa'yo, nasan ka?
What's up, man? Where you at?
I'm just gonna light this thing up.
You got the incense.
Check. Mag-light na rin kami na yun.
Okay. Is this all Kairos?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, I see you.
Shout out nga pala kay Kairos Graffin.
Okay, sir, I see you.
Malupit. Ah, malupwet. Malupwet.
Asan ka na?
Kung may puwet talaga yun, pinalo ko na yun. Bablam! And put another one of those in the motherfucking front. Bablam! And then put that in the motherfucking back. Bablam! Double ass whooping that day. Wala eh, bro. Walang condom. So you're gonna get pregnant right now.
I like it like that.
Rock, like it raw.
Like it raw.
Wala eh. Actually, we bought this shit on some fucking crackhead, but I don't know if he was a crackhead, but I'm pretty sure he was a crackhead. And then he sold all that shit.
And
I'm like, I'm not gonna complain that I'm, you know, losing one of these filters. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
okay.
So it was for me. It was for us. So I'ma fucking claim it. Shit.
I like that. Question for you. Diba yung mga music nyo na you're aware of like frequency hertz and stuff, right? Ano yung tune ng frequency na ginagamit nyo for your music?
I guess different settings, different vibes, bro.
Yung what hertz niya?
No, this curly fucking, dumating na si Curly.
Really?
Bro, mabigat tong planeta na to eh, bro. It's like Jupiter and shit.
I thought that was an earthquake, bro.
But when he comes around,
that?
It's like, you know what I mean? Lucky, bro.
Why ulit nga? That shit shook the world.
That's not me.
That's your energy. Yeah, that's his. Saying.
That's his shit.
Welcome to
that's his shit. You know.
Okay,
you know.
We,
side note: we talk about clearly like he's spying on human people here on Earth. He's just an alien, and he didn't know that he was sent here to come join us and be friends with the humans and report to these motherfuckers, bro. And he doesn't know that because when he took the mission. He got those little men in black
things.
Buburahin ko yung ano mo.
You'll remember when it's time,
and he doesn't know, bro. So, but we know, motherfucker. But anyways, like, on the songs, there's keys. Say you have a beat that is on a C minor key. So that's a different frequency, I guess. Yung on the sound, but on a conscious level, iba pa rin, iba yung frequency na if you're trying to shed light or just trying to make a beat for people to like bump. You know, on those kind of shit, you could just say, fuck this bitch. So now I know that's low.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes we are on that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes, like some of the songs, it's just all pure love and, you know what I mean, we binubura namin yung
depends
mga
on the vibe.
Depends on the vibes. Depends on what you want to say. You know, it depends on what you
depends
is
on what you want to feel
or what you are feeling.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. We want to channel,
diba? Uh-huh. Walang set. So we could say stupid shit and at the same time, on the next one, we'll stay some, you know, preaching shit.
You gotta have, you know, variety.
And it's like, I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Some people be like, okay, I'm on the album, it's like all same shit, you know what I mean? Or it could be a story, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same shit, you know?
You gotta spice it up.
Yes,
spice
it up with the herbs, you know?
Yeah. That's one of the things that I was thinking about nung inimbita kami ni Insan Ken to to punta uh-huh. sa mga like rap stuff, diba, mga Filipino. Uh-huh. And I was thinking, okay, this is something new. I've never been to mm-hmm. something like this, yeah. but I'm open for the experience. Because like, how would I know how what it can teach me if I don't mm-hmm. put myself in that situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diba? So I was like, yeah. It's shedding light on the things that I used to believe of how rap game is about, right? They might usually low frequency and stuff.
Uh-huh, yeah, so, yeah.
And then there's the other side of it. Now, those who are aware and, mm-hmm. and you know, uh-huh. really want to change the way that they are producing uh-huh. things, uh-huh. they're aware of the words that they're using, mm-hmm. the frequency of the songs that they have,
yes.
and the message that they're yeah. really sending. Yeah.
And what do you mean? I just want to clarify. What he means by frequency, it's legit frequency, like 528
yes,
hertz.
Yes, okay. yes, hertz and shit. Mm-hmm. You yeah. know, hertz in the key. Yeah. But like on the conscious level, the way you're spitting it, like
the or words, what that the, what the spells, the, that
what
you're
the
saying.
Intention you're yeah, saying, yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Or you want these motherfuckers weak, and then you just say, "Oh fuck the bitch in the subway," and I ate a motherfucking subway, and everybody can vibe with that shit.
Yeah. Pero, I'm not saying shit.
Pero you know what I'm saying? Mm. What are you trying to like penetrate?
Mm.
You know, uh-huh. are you trying to penetrate people's mind, or are you just creating a track? Yeah. For people to bump with. Pero ito, meron nagsabi sa akin ito isang beses, like, if you're going to a show and then you're watching, like kayo, di ba? Like, you went to that hip-hop event and then what did you expect? Did you expect somebody to preach on that shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? A lot of motherfuckers would just go there and have a good time and get cracked up. But because I observe, you know, just observe motherfuckers, like, okay, this motherfucker going for the beer as soon as he land, right? Okay, this motherfucker going for the shots as soon as they land. You know, every people have their own, say...
A way of getting, like, eased into it kind of thing?
Or, like...
Listening up?
To let loose, you know, say they have a fucking worst week of their life type of shit, you know what I mean? And then, pag nandun sila, they don't want to get preached. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Pero, but I, for me, I see that, but I don't give a fuck. I'm going to preach if I want to fucking preach.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking your truth.
Yes, Eva. Yes, yeah. yes. And yeah. there's going to be like time.
Ruffling the feathers of the people that are
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. And then, kung yun yung intention mo to, in doing your music, yun na yun eh. You know what I mean? Ako, we just really want to fucking open people's minds, bro. Yeah. Through our gifts.
Mm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yun na yun.
And,
yun
it, na. And it's, it all goes by just sharing our story.
Mm-hmm.
Just speaking. Not uh-huh. You're not trying to... Like, we're not
create
here to fix...
shit that
we're not
it here doesn't to, exist,
exactly.
bro.
Exactly. And we're not here trying to fix nobody. Uh-huh. We're just sharing...
Based on experience.
Our experience. And uh-huh. it's like, hey... Like, what I love what you said when I opened up to you, you were saying, parang... I asked you, hey, do you know a job? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, whatever... brings me up, I'll share with you. But I'm gonna, uh-huh. and I love the it kind of. I'm having an ADHD moment, but it's connected to whatever you said.
Uh-huh. Prior everything to is connected, Mama. What you talking about? Connected uh-huh. to whatever you said. Jono. Everything is
thank
connected.
Thank
that's why it's connection. Yes, yes.
It's like a web.
Yeah,
it's like a web. Every time you see a spider, and like. Kung saan sa kami pupunta, man, lagi may spider. And
ganda.
Then, yeah.
You know the. Do you know
ganda ng putang.
Do you know?
Shit, we just, you know, sometimes you kind of try to get across that shit. You be like,
yeah.
Bro.
It reminds me of my childhood. There's one nakita ko, parang yung kulay pula talaga. And I wanted to grab it. Uh-huh. I was like.
Like fighting
to,
ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I used to grow up with that shit, bro.
I'm going to respect that, I know. And then just really just
appreciate
it. Yeah,
that.
Appreciate it. And. Download the message that it's trying to tell uh-huh, me uh-huh. at the same time.
It has a message.
Yeah.
Tapos, ano, catering to my inner child because, like, uh-huh, I fucking uh-huh, love playing uh-huh. with those with them when I was a kid. So, pag nakakita ko yun, it's always reminding me, like, what is this trying to tell me?
Uh-huh.
And I would look it up. I would legit uh-huh, look it up.
Uh-huh. How do you look it up, bro? Like,
what's
a spider.
What's the significance of seeing a spider?
Uh-huh,
like,
okay.
Spiritual meaning to, like, of a spider.
Uh-huh.
And
so what's like an example? Like, say.
So balance.
Oh, really?
Creativity. Man.
Because
sexuality.
This motherfucker's on the fucking.
The ball you know on mean? The fucking on web, the fucking web
like 50 mile winds.
Resilience.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you seen spider webs that when it rains, it's still there. It would
it's
hold
fucking
waterproof.
Water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm like,
true.
Okay, what part of my life is is this shining a light on? Those are the things I always get reminded of.
Hold on, motherfucker.
I just saw this shit yesterday, bro. That's really funny. I don't know if you just saw that shit yesterday.
Yeah. And today.
I just saw that shit yesterday and today. Every day, maybe three days. But this was different because I used to play with them shits, bro. Mm. When I was in the Philippines, you know, we buy this and we fucking fight them and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's like my shit. Uh-huh. And then I used to have my dad like take me on like night trips with the flashlight and grab some shit because these motherfuckers come out at night, you know?
Yeah.
And then I don't even need to pay for it because he took me and then we grabbed some free shit, bro. Like, and then the next day morning, go to the school, and then we keep fighting that shit. But anyways, I saw that shit. I keep seeing that shit. And I was like, I didn't thought about balance, bro. That's a good one. Pero every time I see this shit, I think about my dad, bro. Like, oh, dang, you know. We call it kabling. Mm-hmm. Kabling is like, oh, that's a fighting one, you know? Okay, kabling, po, dang, but now I don't really fucking grab it. Like, what am I going to do with it, bro? Right. You know, like, yeah. But I'm just looking at it.
Now you can appreciate
Even if I have some at in the front, like the bougainvillea, mm-hmm. I just leave it. I like find its like nest and try to chop around the tree. And then I know it's going to be gone anyway. And mm-hmm. I just like to see that shit. And I'm like, it's not a pest to me.
Yeah, you know? It's not.
But some of the other... The other, I think so too, bro.
They're
like,
messing.
There's mm-hmm. smaller spiders. There's smaller spiders that, like, on your side mirrors, kind of like, you know, I need to take that shit out,
right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess there's a message too.
Mm. Yeah.
On those. It's
always a message.
Yeah. Always.
The universe is always speaking on to those. Us in so many different ways. Even just like words that you see on, like, billboard or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you're like, what is that trying to
yeah,
tell
yeah,
me?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes.
When you just suddenly turn your head, and that's the thing that comes up.
Little shits.
There's something.
Yeah. The universe
there's
is always something. Talking
we were,
to you.
We were talking about, alam mo yung curly boy, like there's divine alignment. Uh-huh. When this is a story, like Kairos was telling a story about, like there was in the classroom, right? And he showed his dick. Somehow, I don't know why. And then this girl that happened to be his classmate looked at it on the spot, like he took it out like less than half of a second, right? And then this motherfucker saw it, laughed, whatever. I don't know what the story was, but the thing is, it's divine
alignment.
But there was a different one. There was a divine alignment. And there's divine timing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep.
Or maybe just perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
But what is perfect?
You know what I'm saying? So that could be different. Like divine timing is really showing you a real message.
That you saw that shit. Like it's going to happen
this time for you too.
But like the shit that you just saw, you know, what the fuck was that? You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think it is still divine timing. Mm. And maybe we could differentiate divine timing and divine alignment. Alignment is aligning yourself on that situation or, you know, whatever you was manifesting. Mm-hmm. You were already aligned. You prepared yourself for that shit.
Yeah, right.
Not just seeing a random, I saw butt cheeks. God damn, why did I saw butt cheeks?
Right. Yeah. I was manifesting some culo.
Well, I used to like have my e-bike. Mm. I used to live in Koreatown and then my work is in downtown. So I was like, you know what? Fuck the car. I'm just gonna get an e-bike. It's a little small bike, you know. Yeah. Like, I enjoyed that shit so much. And then every time I go around, I pass through downtown, right? Downtown. I was like, what the fuck am I gonna see today, right?
Yeah.
Because the first weeks was like, I pulled up on the fucking train station, bust the left on the thing. I saw this motherfucker, black dude, masturbating. I was like,
what?
That's the shit that you can't unsee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
especially in Koreatown.
Yeah, in Koreatown, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
okay,
a different world out
what
there.
The fuck it was trying to say, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I guess I was in alignment. This motherfucker was not in his alignment, but we just crossed paths.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think that shit was telling me something. It could be telling me something not to do that shit.
Right.
Yeah, that's a message.
Still a message.
I mean, I'm not going to do that. That's a message. Okay,
in
thank
public,
you, universe.
Right?
Next, nigga. What's next? But, you know, every time, every day, there was like new shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like most people, I really enjoy that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I suggest everybody to ditch the car if you can, you know, just ride the bike, ride the skateboard, you know, enjoy
one
life.
One wheel, man, I would
One wheeler?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen this one.
Because you can take it off roading. Even on the beach.
Oh, yeah, because they
didn't. Yeah, bro, I see people on the beach with that. I'm like, yo.
With the balance thing. Yeah.
On the sand?
On the sand.
Oh, shit. Because
it's one big ass wheel, so it can go on anything.
Oh, yung mataba, yung mataba.
Yeah. And you don't have to worry about flat tire as much because that thing is solid.
May nakita akong ganun eh. Yung one wheeler na yun. And I was excited about it. This was a long time ago. And then when I saw that shit, I saw this motherfucker in the hospital having shit in his arm like this. I'm like, ah, so that's what.
It's a possibility.
You know what
right?
I mean? Yeah, but I'm
it's
like,
it's part
yeah,
of the risk.
It's part of the risk. You just gotta accept that and enjoy that shit.
Exactly.
But it's fun.
But you can't live without accepting the fact that
without
there's
risk.
Gonna be a risk.
There's
you know,
always a risk.
No risks, no story. Like my homie was saying, shout out Chris. Chris Alfonso, he always say that. No risk, no story.
Sorry, if I turn this on,
Can
I pick it up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
so. Yeah.
I'm having my
next episode, may aircon na tayo. Hindi ka pa nakakabit.
Malapit na. Malapit na.
I'm having my moon cycle, so my temperature is not...
Okay lang yan. Hot ka naman talaga. You know? Just accept the fact that you're hot. H-O-T.
I mean,
with the,
thank you.
Just say H-O-T with the capital letters, please.
I received. Thank you. Like I said, it's, I don't call it my period anymore. I call it my moon cycle.
And moon it's cycle. Like, it's so powerful. Just to fucking test you out now.
Oh, you don't want to play with me.
Oh, yeah. She don't motherfucking play.
It's like when you get to a point in your life, like where you are, right? You don't allow yourself to continue to get triggered by the things that you outgrew in your journey in life. Growing
and,
up.
And remembering
that.
Who,
like some hard shit.
Yeah. People that would directly, unintentionally attack your ego. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
To fucking.
Precisely.
Because
train you.
It's been training me, man. It's been training. That's why that's just happening every time.
Yeah.
It's fucking
and
training day.
Guess what? Guess what? You won't trigger your fucking self, right? So someone close to you will fucking trigger you. That is,
but it's still gonna be you because you let yourself triggered.
Yes, it's a reflection. Mm-hmm. Right? It's whether you want to continue to work on it or lesson learned or continuous lesson.
Right. So what is this?
It is a lesson. It is a lesson. You know, but we're just stubborn as a motherfucker, bro. That makes it life interesting.
How many lifetimes
you know
we gotta learn the same shit?
999,000 motherfuckers.
If you compare, if you compare the getting triggered by someone as a flavor. That it's spicy,
But yeah. But just think about it. Okay, if
correlate the two, do you enjoy spicy food?
Sometimes,
So because
that's not true for me because I do enjoy spicy.
I'm connecting it with something that could make sense for me.
So I'm just on a flavor side.
I can flavor design the flavor of my life. If I want it sweet, spicy, savory. I'm gonna do that.
You be spicy, I'll be the sweet.
Because I'm a magician. That's how you create.
But you know, just imagine life flavorless for a second. What kind of life?
Flavorless is comfort zone.
There's nothing.
It's playing small.
Yes.
It's getting stuck in your head about the things that doesn't even fucking matter.
And guess what? It's all something that, like, who does this belong to, right? Return to sender, consciousness attached. It's one of those things that you've learned way in when you were young and you've now adapted it to your adulthood like it's going to...
I think it's just a programming, bro.
It is.
That programming is like buried beneath that shit because you fucking downloaded that shit a long time ago.
Oh my God.
And I'm beginning to realize that shit too. Like... every day I'm growing. I'm not saying like I've done did it, bro. Like this is me fucking figuring out shit, and I don't know shit.
Exactly. Oh my
and
god.
And I don't know shit. You ask
like, the more you know, the more
I don't know.
Yeah.
The more I don't know.
The more it's complicated.
Because now you're realizing what you can learn, though. That's fucking limitless, bro.
Yo.
That's infinite shit. Like, okay, just describe infinite, bro. You can describe it in the world, but how do you describe that shit? Infinite.
It's never ending.
Infinite. You know, maybe the Kern River can explain that. Oh, if you look at it, that's infinite. That shit never ending.
Numbers.
You know, that was telling me whatever I was looking at that shit. Like, this is infinite energy, man. The fuck with this shit.
Yeah, it may weaken over the time, right? When there's less water, but it's still constant.
But it's still moving.
Yeah.
It's still moving.
Continues on.
Ooh. So keep moving, bro. Johnny Walker. No, fuck Johnny Walker. It's the chillest. Only for the realest. That's it. Fuck all the brands.
Yeah.
This only chillest brand in the whole world. And it's chillest. It's going to eat the supreme.
Ben. Check out working that brand.
Working's all. Check it out. Brand. Check out. Check it. Chillest.la. I paid for that domain. What's up?
I love that.
The next premium.
And then the next one is working.
Brand. Hell right? Yeah. The next name brand that people would recognize globally.
Uh-huh. That's me. Am I ready for this? Maybe not yet. You know,
well, I'll be ready.
You'll know if you're ready.
We'll be there to support you along.
You know, appreciate that.
100%.
Appreciate that. Uh-huh. You know,
we're here
saying
for your growth.
Sa lahat ng supporters ng Chiles, shit. I love all you, man.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
Sa mga haters, suck my dick, motherfucker. Suck my motherfucking dick, bitch.
Yeah, and like, thank you for the haters, because without you, I wouldn't be pushing harder.
I mean, fuck them still.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, like using that as a fuel.
Uh-huh. You have to convert it, because it could fucking ruin my day.
Well, yeah.
Bro, it could fucking ruin your day. I mean, you're spreading positivity and some motherfucker like, hey, this motherfucker, this motherfucker, that.
You get tested by the universe.
Universe, yeah.
Because what you are moving towards will have resistance.
That's more just, shit like that.
We'll just always have that. So
They're there keeping, to build you up.
Yep, they're there to build you up, to allow you to transcend every fucking moment that challenges you.
Because
you're meant to go through it, not avoid it, not back away from it. You gotta go through it. That's the only way through. The only way through is through the obstacle.
Yeah, right? And then if you have to also change, you gotta program that life doesn't happen to you. It's like, what could it be? It
happens for you.
Yeah, it happens for you, so therefore you are the director of your life. But whatever you're speaking to exists. Yes. Uh-huh. Whatever you're speaking to is, and it sounds fucking cliche, right? But if the more you talk to yourself like you would do to your best friend, the more you'll manifest faster, the more that all that just will just be so much like light years.
You know, we just kind of knew about you can manifest not just for yourself, but for other people.
Why not a community?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like say, hey, bro, I hope you have a good day. You know what I'm saying? I'm throwing that spell to you, para you have a good day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then one way to take it a step further, when you hear someone say that, you don't have to say it out loud, but you can say, I receive. So it's part of like, oh.
I claim it like a G. Yes. I got to grind hard and hustle for the fee. Yeah. Got to thanks, G.
Yeah, did they?
The moment you would start feeling emotion, it's almost like someone else is gifting you that experience. Sometimes when you feel so low, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden something helps you through to like, hey, that's not the place where you would want to continue staying, because of the things that you're going through in life. But here's the bright side. There's moments where we get so brought down into the shadow
of course,
part of ourself.
Bro. Like me too, no cap.
Yeah, like we go dark, and we feel like we're.
I guess that's balance.
You know, we're being like yung parang iniipit ka ng shadow.
I guess pinapakita rin sa yun, binibigay din sa yun yung universe sa yun eh. Para malaman mo yung the other side. Eh.
The other
kasi
side,
kung if you every time you're fucking happy, okay, what is happy? You know, that's another way to like, okay.
And how do you sustain it?
Like,
becomes your normal state.
Normal, sabi?
Because maybe too much happiness state, is not good.
Right? What is you? If I were to question you, like, what is your default state of mood?
I don't know. Happiness? No. Maybe relax.
Relax?
You're always relax?
That's a default mood.
That's a great one to be in. So when you have an issue that you're dealing with your parents or something, how do you usually like go through that?
You need to be relaxed, but
emotionally, psychologically.
I think he's preparing himself for the storm. No. Pagka binanata mo din yun, ano? Let me go get this phone call.
Yes. I'm sure you know this, but I guess disclaimer. He really asked thought-provoking questions.
Yeah, man, I make you want to go deep into your fucking mind and pick out what is the root cause of this.
Mm-hmm.
What is this teaching you? What is this trying to tell you? Because I, one thing that I accepted, that I know that universe will continue to use me to challenge people's way of thinking, their beliefs, right? The way they see the world.
Uh-huh.
The way they're living their life in regards to like relationship with people other than, you know, family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the stuff that I accepted from the universe, that I will be a messenger, a person to teach someone through this question that I would ask, or just the impact of being around me. Knowing me, this is what I stand for. I stand for creating lasting change that'll fucking make you realize what living life is truly about.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Meron, may hawak pa rin yan, ha? May hawak pa rin. Totoo na yun. Parang nagpusap-usap pa sila
Yung parang inaano mo na ako.
May pulo na ako. Kala ko mag-spit nga siya. May pulo na ako. Yung position ni Jorai, parang he was gonna be like, oh, my shoe.
It's like, it's how I'm sending the intention.
Yeah, I love
that. I'm trying to grab your attention. So this is like yung pang seduce na energy, diba?
Yeah, the pang, sexual energy that would
Yeah, so it makes them curious about it. Because if you don't get their attention by how you deliver your message, then what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How are you really like going about the things that you're telling in the world and the people that's listening to you?
Maganda yan.
Maganda.
Hello. You're...
Yeah, I think I should be wearing this crystal more often now.
I think you guys should be off crystal meth.
But it is a very good one though, man. When you start, ito. One thing that I decided in my journey in life, start thinking of life as a fucking game.
Yes.
Have you guys played
it? It is a game.
Yung mga RPG games na magkukulay ng mga armor.
This motherfucker's in alignment with me on
it. Bro, I'm gonna make life fun for me.
Yes.
And it's fun if I think about it. Like,
you realize that?
The food that I make, what intention am I putting into it? So that when I eat it, I get fucking increase in that aspect of my life. Diba? Yeah, life is a fucking game, guys. If you guys want to know how to fucking live life with more fun, enjoyment, and just a level of appreciation with the things that you are going through in life because you designed it that way. And if you can make it into a sense of a game, why the fuck not?
I think you could... It's okay to have your kids play games.
Mm-hmm.
Because playing that game... Before, I thought I was just wasting my time, right? You know, playing Diablo and all that RPG shit. You know what I mean? Like Dota and all that. Yeah. I thought at a certain point of my life, like, fuck, I wasted all my time doing that. But fast forward 10 years after, now I'm coming back. Well, I don't want to play the game anymore. But now thinking the same shit that you just thinking, I just kind of like applied this shit to my life maybe like a month ago.
You're playing a different game now. Real life game.
You just now, you know what I mean? Okay. The game life. I even have bars for that. Playing this game life. You know what I mean? So that's the game. So it's up to you. Say naglalakad ka. Okay, I want to go here, grab another treasure, whatever, or level up right here, kill this fucking monsters, whatever. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it makes you stronger. Now you're leveling it up, like that song, level up. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Now you're stronger. That So now it's up to you. How do you want to play the game, bro? Mm-hmm. How do you want to play the game? Do you want to play the game like you're in The Sims and your character is just watching fucking Netflix, bro?
Uh-huh.
The difficulty of the game, right?
What kind of fucking game is that you're playing, bro? You know what I mean? I'll be outside fucking chasing monkeys, bro. You know what I mean? If I die, and I die. And you know, I reincarnated in a different way, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you designed your life, right?
Stronger. Yeah, you need to find your higher level.
See no shit.
Following your highest excitement.
And I think GTA is one good game too. I never played that shit, but I see, like, who was telling me about that shit? See,
are you sure it's not Sims?
Si Bokman. Mm. Bokman was telling me yung GTA settings was in LA. So now if you go to Vegas, which you can, they start chasing you. Mm. The police start chasing you. And I was like, "What for? What reason? Maybe they just want you to go out the matrix, you know." Mm. So it's wrong to go out.
Wait,
to the matrix. You'll be chased by the police.
Yes.
If you go outside of LA area, like pretty much the way of living, the life inside of LA is different when you're playing the game. Uh-huh. And when you play,
In say Texas, you know?
Right?
Different. Now you got different laws. You know, easier in a way. You know, this is a different game. Mm-hmm. LA, LA game, bro.
It keeps you in the fucking matrix.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. It's designed to keep you more. Mm-hmm.
Ah, shit.
Like you. Now you thought you escaped, motherfucker. Watch. But say, just say we're living in some cheaper state. You know what I mean? And then we're getting the same amount of money, whatever we're getting now. Mm. That gives you a lot of freedom. That makes you out of the matrix, you know? But now if you're in LA, bro, high rent, you know, motherfuckers need to get a Tesla and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I love you, Tessie.
Diba? Parang, it keeps you more in the game. So now we get the fuck out of here, bro.
It fucking does.
So now it's connected, nigga. Shit.
Divine alignment.
I'll share a handshake with you, G. This is called the winner handshake. It's a W. So this is just a winner handshake.
Oh, there you go.
You like know this? What I'm saying?
I love that.
And then whatever you, how you want to like, however you want to end it.
Okay, or how do you do that?
Whatever you want to lift it up. You know what I'm saying? It's not a group. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. It's just, you know?
Yeah, it's about
winners. Sharing winning stories.
I love that.
You know what I mean? And if you ain't got no winning story, you can win it with your homies. You know what I'm saying? Then we can find a fucking winning story. You know what I'm saying?
Create one together.
If everybody be losing, that's good because we're going to win next.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, it just reminds me of the arrow thing, the ba?
The bow.
Oh, tang ina. Sabi ko sa iyo, yung bow.
Tang ina, nabahala. Nabasag po, tang ina.
Kala mo, bali na eh. And then, man, when you fucking let go.
Uh-huh. Boom. Zoom. Nigga, paycheck, nigga.
Because if you think of the band that's pulling that arrow, that band will never break until you decide that it's ready to release. It'll never fucking break. So you know what I'm saying? Keep pulling and pulling. It's up to you. If you continue to let it pull, you'll end up as a homeless person or dead.
There's a boundary too. When you're pulling the arrow,
there's levels, right?
So you can't go past this thing, right? Because you gotta stand right there. You know what I mean? Hindi ka pwedeng magpass that, then that's just gonna fly away. Fly on a different way. So you know what I mean? That bow, tapos, and I realized too, like when you exist, like me existing in front of you, I'm here to tell you this because I am destined to tell you this right now, right here, right now. And I was telling, we were talking about that bow and arrow a couple of days back. And then I hopped on an Uber when I was in Texas last week. Tapos, I see this guy with, you know, those festival
wristbands
and you go replace the shit. And I was like, I know this motherfucker on Marley's on a Friday. You know what I'm saying? I know this motherfucker gonna understand what the fuck I'm about to say.
Right.
You know? And I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm gonna say whatever I wanna fucking say. Hey, yo. And I told him about that bow arrow. Because prior to that, he's already, like, told me about his. You know, his story, like, he didn't get a job, you know. He took mom's car, you know, rented out some shit, had to pay it, still drove over and all that shit. And I was calculating in my mind. I'm like, all right, cool. What kind of shit am I going to leave this motherfucker before I bounce, right?
What's so the message of the day?
we parked on the airport, and I was like, yo, one thing wrong. Let me tell you about the bow and arrow, you know. And I forgot how I say it, but. If the arrow, you need to pull back the arrow before it propels forward, you know. There's going to be a pushback.
There's going to
be pushbacks in your life. And then just don't break. You know what I mean?
It doesn't.
And then just think about where you're going to, where's your trajectory. bro.
Focus on the goal, right? Uh-huh, focus on where
you gotta have goals too. You can't be fucking. You can't be fucking aiming on nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Target.
Because you won't be accurate if you're not clear with where you want to go.
Yeah, and I've lived my life that I didn't know where the fuck I was aiming, bro. I was just aiming for the pussy. You know what I'm saying? That's not, like all of motherfuckers, like most of the motherfuckers, just aiming for the pussy. That's it. It's still a fucking target. But there, I'm going to tell you this, there's more targets. There's more targets. The culo too could be a target.
I was thinking in ways na, yung accepting na talagang part ng buhay ko yun, I'm going to be attracted to women for the rest of my life. I love women. So, yung being authentically honest to myself, expressing that anywhere, anytime, without feeling regret or shame about it, because that is what makes me who I am.
And I'm such a big advocate for it. I'm just like, darling, go talk to her. You know what I mean? We call it compersion.
Compersion.
So compersion. Like galing
Persia.
Nakakahilo naman ka, friend.
Galing Persia ba yan?
It's like the universe testing me. So I quit.
Did you?
I did. I just wanted to hit to just try it. I already
all your excuses, huh?
Listen, lack of awareness. my body already rejected it.
Yes, because you already told your subconscious. Hey, you know what? It's not. Sorry. It's not subconscious
thank you,
it's
for because the experience.
It's hyper-conscious because it's fucking hearing all the shit.
Exactly.
I think and my your third eye is
and your body is your one of your greatest teachers as well. Yeah, it'll teach you all the things that you need to know that will make your life that much more in alignment.
So and that right there, and ladies and gentlemen, was me lively annoying my triggers.
and we get to do that. Yes. We get to do that, right? This is the kind of like people that I want to be around that I can feel comfortable being triggered and vice versa. Yeah. So we can fucking transform in the moment that we are together. Because we signed up for this time that, hey, we're going to allocate time to be with one another's energy. To like learn and grow.
In the fucking morning,
in
bro.
The moment.
In the motherfucker. This is the first time we did that shit in para madaling araw, pero not in the morning, bro.
Any given time, life comes at you at any fucking time.
You're not gonna be like, you're not gonna decide like, I'm gonna be a cocoon later. Na lang.
Right. Sometimes so you wake up in the morning and you're like,
ito na yung cocoon shit.
Yeah, and I just want to appreciate you for allowing us to use your space.
Oh, alam mo na yun, bro. Yeah.
Pero thank you for opening this space for us to
appreciate you guys fucking thinking about
thank
it
you,
and aligning it in house. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you sa house. Sa smoke house.
Yeah, yeah. Smoke house.
Ah, pala, nasa work ako ngayon. Mga kinanginin yung kala nyo.
Working.
Huwag nyo sabihin, nagpapapapodcast ako dito. Ah.
Right, this is us putting in the work and the things that brings us joy and that we know is part of the mission, part of the purpose that why we are here on this earth. Right, we're here to inspire people to change, to challenge them, to really make them question how they are living their life and how they are viewing things.
Meron akong ano.
The beliefs.
Meron akong i-share sa inyo. Ito. Paborito ni Kairos to, you know.
Where's Kairos? Bakit wala ka sa podcast?
Nasa Matrix yun ngayon.
Yeah.
In the ethers?
We all have our time when we're spending time in the Matrix. Because, you know.
Cruising lang sa downtown.
Yeah.
Pag na.
But maybe we could do another one with him. I would love to do that. His energy aligns with.
Hey. Are you guys open to doing like word spells like when you talk about your dreams right you're putting it into existence, you're putting the energy in the things that you're talking about pertaining to your dreams right what are your guys' dreams? Maybe I don't
wet
know
wet dreams lang sa akin lagi. Dami bro, dami, sobrang dami. Sometimes I don't even have the time to dream sometimes, you know, so sobrang dami, you know, sobrang dami. Pero I guess I gotta need to work on that shit na filter it out so it gets more
right,
precise type of shit.
Intention.
You know? Kasi pag precise yung gift, yung dream mo, bro, like, mas madali siyang ma-manifest eh. Mm-hmm. Kesa yung blurry.
Lucid dreaming.
You know, blurry
You know, there's teas for that, Valerian.
What? Teas?
Yeah, bro. You can work with plants and herbs because they are the fucking greatest teachers. There was a book that I saw, Barnes & Noble yesterday. And it says Plant Witchery. And I was like, ooh, plants. And then
this
like,
my shit. Nah,
yeah, this is magic stuff. I know in my past life, I was a fucking shaman. Like, I work with fucking herbs. Like, yung talagang may, ano, di parang Gandalf type of
shit. Yeah. Gandalf type of shit.
Hermit, bro. Like, yeah, like just picking up like herbs from the mountainside, and I live by myself. I play with animals instead of people because that's more in my nature.
You still do that?
Yeah,
now.
I still do that. Yeah. So like I'm coming back into home. Like, what is home to me?
And then we're beginning to realize this shit too.
Yeah, bro. Like, we are meant to coexist with the Mother Earth and go by her religion. When you care about every living things, no matter like what kind of creature they are,
Especially plants, yeah. One thing I want to share about plants. So let's say you're getting a lemon from a lemon tree. It's like first, parang this is how they said the
how you communicate with plants.
So you're holding it's like a thank you for the lemon. Parang nakapalam. I'm gonna take the lemon. Can you please remove your energy so it doesn't hurt as much when it's
They feel that stuff, bro.
Imagine talking out that you just imagine you're the lemon tree. I just come out of nowhere. Pok.
Gentleness, no.
Because they have they're living, but they don't teach us that shit.
Yeah, because we were in a vibration where we are not able to communicate with the plants naturally. Because of the way, you know, our environment like programmed us. But when you come back into being one with nature, it's a different fucking feeling.
Yeah,
bro.
Even
it's
hiking.
It's like, I'm meant to fucking ride carabaos.
Yeah.
Kind of feeling? I'm meant to ride big fucking animals. You know how with Paloma, when we would come home sometimes,
I can imagine you fucking riding a tamarau, bro.
Yeah, bro. Oh, yeah. It's fucking amazing.
I see people doing that shit.
I tried it once in my, I know, in my childhood, and I recalled, like, yun talaga maputik doon. Pero sa akin, it's like, I'm so fucking, like, joyful being in this moment. I'm experiencing something that is connected to, like, a bigger animal that's not, you know, like, something that you
parang
usually...
Parang yung Avatar, no? Yung kinabit niya yung...
Exactly. That's what Avatar means to me. Connecting with the animals in that sense.
Lupit, like, no?
With dogs, bro, cats.
Ito, tangan extension natin yan. Lupit niya.
Yeah, and
that's you too, bro.
Yeah, and they're all meant to teach us something. Like, we all feel like to have these people in our life.
They teach you shit, right? You know they be teaching, and you've got a lot of lessons already. But check this out, bro. They never fucking said a word.
Yeah.
They never said a word. How'd you know there was a lesson? You didn't even said the word.
Telepathic.
That's
how we communicate.
Magic, bro. That's fucking magic right there. Telepathy. This motherfucker, Airi, I know he motherfucker loves me, but he never told me he loved me.
He shows you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I see people saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Man, you know what I mean? Do you really love me? Shit. Show that shit, you know what I mean? No need to say less, you know?
It teaches you a lot about love when you care for pets. Fuck yeah, man. I love
having pets. Kaya hindi ko rin maisip yung like, I see a dog chained up. Pag kami, naglakad kami ni Iris sa Venice Beach, bro, putang ina, leashless lifestyle yan, you know? Tapos yung mga ibang big dogs, hey man, go get your dog, I'm gonna kill your dog. I guess that's you and your dog's relationship to the world, bro. You know, because we're living here free, bro, you know what I mean? I guess if you train that motherfucker, you know, kung...
You'll get to this point where you get to enjoy this. Because this is like... There's no chain. There's nothing holding you back.
Why?
Yeah. Because you don't need it.
I don't
animals
need it.
Don't need it.
I don't need it. Yeah. The fucking carabaos don't need that shit. You know. But if you think, you know,
free.
You gotta overstand that shit. You can't think, you know, from under. You gotta overstand that, bro. They. Sino ba nagpauso ng tali niya?
Here's the thing that I wanted to share, because on the last episode that you guys had, you guys were talking about the word. Overstand, innerstand. Here's the one that we learned. Innerstand.
Innerstand. Oh, shit. That answer comes within.
Comes from within.
Shit,
it's always,
deep. Shit, yeah.
Yeah, you always gotta go within when things are...
malalalim shit,
yeah,
part 6.
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna go like as deep as you're able to go with me.
Yeah.
I'm really gonna challenge you to like go deeper, and I expect the same from you, because that's how I grow the most. I grow when I'm interacting with people. I can't grow as fast as I can if I'm not being around people. Uh-huh. But there's also times when you, yung talagang, you need to take a step back
uh-huh.
to
like fucking
go into shadow mode, uh-huh. right? Make sense of the interactions that you have and like, okay, well, how is this relationship serving me? What is uh-huh. this trying to teach me? Because uh-huh. I can't control how they say yeah, how they uh-huh. deliver it, but I can control how I can control how I perceived it. Mm-hmm. Like the message that's yeah. in there. It's like parang they could be saying yung may mga clue words ba. You uh-huh. pick out those words and then you actually had to make sense of those things that they uh-huh. said for you to elevate your mindset. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Like the thing that how you yeah, should perceive yeah. that.
There's always a message again. Yeah,
it's yeah, always teaching you everything.
I think that's like a good like title for this shit. There's always a message.
There is the most always like, a message.
Everything is a message type of shit. You know what I mean? Because some there's gonna be some situations that you like say car ano ba yung mag nag-aaway sa road rage yes, some road shit rage. Like that. But I got caught up with that shit too before. You know, kasi may mga kupal talaga eh, di ba? So now nangyayari pa rin siya, but I don't fuck with it no more. But it's still a lesson, like old lesson, you know, circling back, no? Like it is a reminder lesson.
Uh-huh. Yeah, to not give your power
again,
away
again uh-huh. and again. So it's a reminder lesson. Sometimes you hear the lesson once and you think you know it already, but uh-huh. you know you think you know it, but you don't really practice it. Now those reminders.
Gonna keep on going.
Kaya I think about it as a really reminder sometimes, like how far you've gone through, man. Tas eto na yung ano natin, bagong shit natin.
This vibey.
Oh, bro, what the fuck, hell? Bro, this is gonna be. Yo, you could be playing this stuff in the Philippines, bro.
That's what's gonna happen, bro.
Yo.
I can already see your
imagining
the yellow.
Oh, di ba yung mga
tipo?
Mga macho.
Sino
nga ba nag-decide? No, bro, like, pag sumasayaw, man, puro sensual. That's how my body translates it. How, yung express.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm like, part of the fucking journey I'm going through with that, yung fully accepting it. Now I'm fucking sexual. Yung talagang yung level ng sexuality ko, I want it to ooze out in everything that I do. Uh-huh. Because see, your sexual energy is the most fucking like creative energy that you can use to manifest things.
Sexual energy.
Yeah, that's kundalini uh-huh. energy, bro.
Okay. I think I need to work on that shit too.
Ano sa
tawag doon? Because sometimes you know like may yung urge mo, di ba? Andun, mm-hmm. you know? And appeal, fucking appeal. Convert this shit. I've been yes. converting that shit sometimes, but it's like, how do I even start to fucking convert this shit, bro? You know? Uh-huh. Marami, challenges din yun sa akin, bro. Like, okay, maybe so you like can give me some pointers on that
right.
shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so what helps me is yung I look for people who are in the position where I want to be in terms of how uh-huh. they carry themselves, uh-huh. how they...
Okay.
The identity, it's you're creating the identity that you want to be in the future, right? Your next version, the next best version of you that yung talagang I am me. I take space. That
take up space.
Take up space and then like that. Thinking of that. You being very specific of the qualities that you want to have, the way you talk about things, the way you carry yourself, the way you interact with people and your intention. Really, everything. The intention. Uh-huh. Everything.
Everything about. Leveled up type of shit.
Yes. Everything leveled up and everything authentically you.
Yeah, you. Just you.
Yeah.
And really like, not really giving showing a fuck. Because if you cared about what everybody thought of you,
tang wala yun, bro. Yeah. Fuck all that shit.
Mamamatay ka, bro.
Yeah. Wala nga yun. Ako nga, hindi ko nga. Wala nga pakialam sa pagtingin mo sa akin ngayon.
I love that though. In a way na like, you don't give a fuck about anything because it's like, nothing matters. Yeah. But at the same time, everything matters if you want it to
matter. Pero respect, I think respect matters.
Oh yes, definitely.
Respect and love. That's it,
oh,
bro.
Oh, tama.
This is like, it's how we coexist well with one another, mm-hmm. right? With respect, honor, loyalty, you know, mm-hmm. yung talagang what is the foundation of the relationship that we have or we are building with another. Diba? And it comes with awareness.
Aware ka dun sa
nangyari, bro. You gotta be like intentional. Like, hey, like how do I want to be affected or by this by the association that I'm with these people, and how can I also
ikaw curly boy, ikaw bata pa kasi nakikita mo ba kasi when I was his age, bro, I didn't have no fucking role models, bro. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what the fuck I wanted to be, bro. You know what I mean? But I just did it day by day, ilam lang ng ilam, pose lang ng pose, you know what I'm saying? Pero ikaw, like, I see you people, I see you seeing shit, you know? And you're diverting to the party, you know, the shit that we've been doing before. Pero syempre, meron pa rin mga maliliit na gano'n. Pero ikaw, ano bang naisip mo? May isip ka ba?
Ano bang tanong? Flying right now.
How high are you?
High are you?
Yes, officer.
Testing lang yun. Testing lang kita. Alamak. Testing ko, pinaikot-ikot yung
hindi ka titi, no?
Ang dami.
Pinaikot-ikot yung sinabi. So, hindi na maintindihan yung sinasabi.
Excuse me, can you walk in a straight line?
Gana nga pala talaga yun. Nagana. Para sa mga nag-smoke dyan, nagana.
And like, I love that because it's plant medicine, right?
Plant medicine.
As opposed to using it as
a way to escape.
Escape or
to chill them, you know.
Meron ako nakitang
intentional
ano ba tong use. Ano ba yung sa Instagram kunyari nakita mo doon? Ano ba tawag doon? Hindi siya guru eh. Basta podcast siguro. Mm-hmm. Segment ng podcast sabi niya. You're really not a psychedelic if you took psychedelics and the next day you're eating Wingstop.
Yeah.
For real though.
You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a journey. It's not gonna be flip the switch. It's gonna be a journey. But for me, it was flick the switch. Once I fucking figured out that shit out, I'm like, one more month, two more months. No, I'm flick that shit. That's it. I'm gonna change today. Uh-huh. That calendar ain't fucking shit. Fuck that shit. You know, I'm not gonna wait for Monday. I'm gonna flip that shit. You know what I mean? Like, parang nung yung meat, oh, fuck all that shit. Di ko na kain.
You know, they're saying that the best time to start is now. Uh-huh. The next best time or day or whatever is tomorrow.
Because if not now, when?
Yeah.
Wala naman kasi,
tomorrow is not promised. Who told you you're gonna?
What's tomorrow? Tomorrow exactly. Don't exist, bro. Just tomorrow. Cause can somebody hold tomorrow?
Yeah, it's only the now that exists.
Wala nga. Ang lupit talaga, you know. Ang sobrang lupit ng infinite na infinite na ultimate pa naman.
Double combo.
You know what I'm saying? Papapayang, na-now. So, what are you gonna do into now? Ano yung ginagawa mo ngayon? You know?
Yeah.
Okay lang naman mag-exist. To breathe. Breathe.
And to be human.
Be alive. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a human, sorry. I'm an alien.
To be human.
No, we're an alien. Alien tayo kaso
dinala tayo dito. The complexity, di ba? Complexity of emotions.
I hope.
Di ba binura nga yung ano?
I'm in a black tissue.
I'm gonna stay here for like 80 years? Shit.
But listen, we agreed.
Sinarmahan mo yung
in a past life, we agreed that we would meet at the same exact moment to be like, hey, do you remember? Okay, you. Hello. Are we awake now? Okay, I'm glad we're awake.
Meron kaming isang beses. I got a homie. Parehas din kami sa spiritual journey namin. Mm. Nag-start. Si Mir. Shout out sa putanga na yun. Sa Florida, si Gago. Pero there's one time na hindi ko alam kung nasa kami. Nasa Venice Beach bombing or some shit. Mm. Meron isang random guy. Sabi niya, hey, yo, I remember you. Mm. Okay, parang casual shit. Yun. Pero sinabi niya, yo, in our past lifetime, we were warriors.
Oh,
no,
shit.
Excuse me, this is how
I'm gonna do it. And ashrams kami nun, putang ina nga. Like, di ba? Putang ina nga.
What the fuck?
But sabi niya, ano tayo? Warriors of the ganto, ganto. May sinabi siyang specific place.
Hmm.
I don't know, Guatemala. But iba, parang Aztec type of shit.
Oh. Hindi
ko na maalala yung story, pero ganun. Like, umistak sa amin yung putang ina. What the fuck is that?
Yung details, no?
Yeah. Oh,
you just like, get me down there. Like, what the fuck did I just say?
Diba?
Did I just say that shit out loud?
Diba, dinalo, tapos nagra-oh.
You know, I've done that before, though. I've done that before. I'd be like, I'd whatever, wherever I'm at. I meet a person and I was just like, man, this is not the first time we've done this. Like, okay, like for example, yung mga girls kami in the bathroom. I've come with instant besties, just vibing, and we're like, you know, I'm wearing each other's Snapchats, and we don't fucking know each other.
Yeah.
But I remember saying specifically to one particular, hey, we've done this before, and she just fucking got. She goes, yeah, it's nice to see you again. It's like, nice to see you again. I'll see you in another dimension.
But nobody knew what they were talking about. Pero yun na yun, yeah. Whatever felt natural, bro.
Yeah.
And you get fucking hit like a truck sometimes.
Putang ina.
The yung story ano ano isang nakilala si Andrew and what's her name? Andrew sa Trifan dun sa app na ginagamit natin.
Oh, I have, yes.
Yeah, Andrew, and yes. Forget, what's her name?
And Mama-san.
Mama-san.
I don't Mama-san. Recall. Andy.
I forgot her name. Pero yung ano, yung story nito, yung dinownload sa akin, nagpunta na kami sa room.
Oh my God, yes.
Para mag-group sex, di ba? Dinownload sa akin nung, ano, nung marijuana. Or like just being in the same energy, energetic field. Na we lived together yung past life namin back in the caveman days na talagang nakabahag na ganun.
Puro orgy dun sa cave.
Yeah. Kasi like that's the way we lived our life. Na you live as a community or whatever, but you can have sex with anyone. It's consensual. It's what's what's nature is like. There's that's the heart.
Tingnan mo yung mga innate nature. Tingnan mo yung mga unggoy, buto. Tirahan lang na tirahan
niya. Diba? Parang isang malaking big orgy family.
Sawang-sawa na nga yung mga yun. Pero sige pa rin naman, sige.
Oo. Pero we're not animals like that. Diba? Because we have the awareness.
Ibang klase tayo. Pwede tayo magmahal. Pwede rin tayong stick to one. Pwede tayong 6 to 5. Pwede tayong 6 to 10. Diba? You know what I'm saying? It's up to you. Whatever you want, bro. You have your free will. You know what I mean? Pero maganda rin mag-rewind eh. Mag-rewind to the basic rudimentary shit na ano ba talaga ginagawa ng mga tao, bro. Minsan nakikita ko, tangin lang itong mga tao.
Tatalim ka lang ng ano.
Alien lang itong butang. Ano ito? Basta sinira yung bundok ang puta. Parang gago eh. No? Parang naglagay ng airport eh. Yung mga ganun. Pero pag binalikan mo, okay. Kung wala yung mga ganun, ano nga ba tayo? Walang industrial revolution. You know,
yeah, nothing will change.
Walang pera, bro. You know what I mean? I guess it's our nature to do that shit too, to level up.
It's written like that.
Pero, yeah. Just rewind again, tapos, walang ano, like the fucking, yung mga Indian nasa India, yung mga Pilipino nasa Pilipinas, yung mga puti nasa UK, yung mga Afrikano nasa Africa. Yung mga walang mixed race, no? Kasi walang nakagawa ng boat.
Pero think about it this way. We were meant to meet with each other.
In a way.
So we can learn about different things.
Yeah, the world is changing because it's horizon. It's like this. I think so, bro. Like whatever's happening right now to the world, it was meant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can change
that.
It is.
Written.
Yeah, it can never. Nobody can change. It's nice to read one page before that. I'm saying you could.
Here's one thing I wanted
to
share.
Follow the Akashic records.
Here's one thing I wanted to share in terms of like what I learned in my journey in life. Is when you travel more, your soul grows so much faster.
Oh my God, it did.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro.
That's my art. I feel because we just came back from Philippines in China, in May. He left January. Kala namin 1 month lang yung trip namin. Tangina naging sa kanya 3.5 months, and then for me 3 months. I said, what the fuck?
To be like 2 weeks. Turned into
Siargao was 1 week.
Uh-huh.
1 week turned into 1 month and a half.
Saya nyo, you know.
Oh, tangay na.
Saya na, man.
But you know what?
You can never pay for that shit.
But
bro.
Guess what? We for us, I think we did it with intention. Like, okay, our intention is to really fucking get to know ourselves.
Uh-huh. Okay, you
like,
came
have
with
the intention
it,
ano ba kailangan natin, like, okay, now, okay, at that moment, we quit our jobs, our 9 to 5, right? To follow our dream. Okay, what's our dream? Now it's a... it's a clean slate. It's a clean board. We have the new mindset of, you know,
you're blessed to get to have that chance, you know.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, I don't know if it was mentioned kanina, but when you have a goal with someone and it's the same goal,
fast,
do it.
because there's two energies going at the same thing. Now imagine it's like 10 and all 10 of you have the same energy going to this one thing. How fucking fast is that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just told them because we were flipping cars recently.
Ooh. So it's like, we were just talking about that.
And how's that been? And,
we've been on a hunt. Just check us out. So say you got two energies working to achieve the same goal, right? Mm. Imagine you got four of them, motherfuckers, right? So what we've been doing is like we everybody has their own shit that they're searching for the shit for the car because it's like a game.
Yeah,
you know, it really is a game. So just the analogy on my side was like, say you got four wolves trying to grab this deer, bro.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
We come at it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll be like,
from all sides.
So that way, I'll be over here.
All of us together.
Then that's probability of, you know,
catching the prince,
success.
Catching the goal. Right, achieving, you know what I mean? Diba?
Hindi pwedeng isang wolf mongoloid. Ay, nakuha nyo na ba? Ay, pwede naman.
Oh, diba?
Kasama yun.
Yung walang effort. Yun,
pero kasama nyo sa pack.
Kasama sa pack, pero nasa likod na sila kasi hindi sila mas gutom, diba?
May mga ganyan.
They're not as hungry for the deer.
De, pero ano, lahat yung killer instincts talaga lahat, man. You know what I mean? You'll know, cause you're hungry. If you're hungry, you know what I mean. You want to eat, bro. You want to eat, so you just gotta stay hungry, stay fast, stay fasted, bro.
Fasting makes you sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Fasting. It makes you fucking sharp.
Fasting, bro.
I think that's what we're doing today.
Yeah,
that's why what we I haven't ate yet. This.
We actually this is the first thing I've been into. I don't know what time it is.
But sometimes, parang I've been fasting for days, and then there's gonna be a point now. Y'all want to fucking eat and eat and eat.
I have episodes,
you know what I'm
like that.
How are you going to respond to that?
You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to eat because my body's telling me to eat. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes I'm like, after I eat, I'm like, I shouldn't eat that shit. I shouldn't eat that much. You know? So it's still fucking communicating, bro. Uh-huh. But it's not fucking saying a word again. You know?
Exactly.
Like in the morning, bro. Ngayon, bro, it's like I want to be at maybe 80% fruit.
Yeah.
You know? It's the awareness.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the awareness.
The one way that he's helped me realize that it's your parasites that are asking for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That too. I don't think
have you
that
done
that
a parasite cleanse?
No.
Like with the way you have lived your life and your health journey, right? Uh-huh. You feel like there's not.
I don't think I have. You know, I don't have no favorite.
We're actually thinking about doing a parasite cleanse, but it's very.
I don't even want to eat.
But it's with dude. It's with papaya.
Yeah.
Huh?
Papaya. Oh,
okay. Okay. Yeah, I fuck with papaya every day.
Okay. Uh-huh. So that's why.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Do you eat the seeds?
Sometimes.
Those are the things that'll flush the fucking.
Those
parasite.
Are the little fucking scrubbers. You know?
Yeah. So think of it. Think of that as their parang kryptonite.
Yeah, it's like you know when the alligator fucking chews. I mean, swallows like rocks and shit to help the thing digest, and then rolls over. It's like a washing machine. Yeah. It's like those fucking seeds. It's the same shit, man. And that's what you need because you gotta. Fucking scrape that fucking intestinal side.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, for it to absorb, you know, absorb the nutrients while it's on the track.
Yeah, so it purges them out of you. Mm-hmm. It makes it makes your gut a place that they can survive in.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
And then I think the human body is really resilient, bro.
It is.
So I've seen motherfuckers abuse the other side, abuse the shit out of it for years and years and years and years and years and still be alive.
Yeah.
I'm amazed, bro. You know what I'm saying? But on the other side, me, I'm trying to be fucking healthier and I see these motherfuckers throwing away and they're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
They're resilient. The human body is fucking
resilient. Yeah, because their body's trying to tell them that you are meant to, you know, transform through this experience in life.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going through, you're meant to go through it because it's going to make you that much stronger. Because you're meant to teach people of the fucking challenges that you are going through is meant to transform you. You're meant to grow stronger through the things that you're going through in life, the hardships. You know what I mean? Like the sunshine and rainbow thing, you know? Uh-huh. Like, fuck, life is fucking you in the ass with like a fucking 12-inch dildo or something. And you're just forcefully being fucked by that. And, you know?
I currently work with some shit like that, bro. You know what I mean? Pag ikaw, bro, tinan mo yung mga naranasan mo, yung mga nadadasan ko, iba. Pero iba, yung sa'yo mahirap din, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine... Where are you gonna when that shit flips, that make you're a win-win because you know na ano doon parang
obstacles.
Daanan mo yun. Yeah. I'm not seeing no motherfuckers fucking went through that shit, bro. You know what I mean? Kaya tangin mo.
Yeah, like if you're able to go through a challenge, right? Na talagang that would have killed you if you kept going down that path. But some way, somehow, there's that inner guidance. Nah, this is where you need to go. Hey, you gotta take this route instead of that one, because it's gonna take you, you know, in that fucking deep path of life of hardship.
Kakalabitin ka na.
Yeah. So yung it's meant to ano talaga really teach you how you should like continue to live your life if you are willing to receive that message, that lesson, because otherwise you won't. And you're just gonna keep continuing down the fucking drain.
And the guts, the way the fucking guts is designed, if you think about it, it looks like a fucking brain, bro. It's like spaghetti shit, you know what I mean? It looks like a fucking brain. That's really your second brain. But it just happened, the fucking food goes around that shit, but. So what? That's the gut brain.
We were just talking about that. That's the mind body connection, right? The gut brain.
Pretty much have
brain
two. Whatever we eat tells us like things as well.
So if you're downloading shit, if you're eating meat, you're downloading the data from the fucking sick cow or the scared cow, bro. You know what I mean? And you don't know why the fuck you were scared. And then plus the programming on the TV program. Scary shit, you know, scared you. And then how do they fucking control the herd? Through fear, bro. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be controlled, keep eating your shit. Keep fucking being fearful, bro. Of shit, but...
Because you end up absorbing where those animals were raised, the environment that they lived in. And that's what you're consuming from the things that you were eating, then you are... Like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? If you think about the organic food, like how they were, you know, grown and cared for, that is what you're... Yes. And it takes time because you actually have to wait until they grow. And it requires care, proper care.
All that shit's connected, bro. Like, you know, from the tree to the fruit, and then from the fruit, you saying, hey, fruit. Can I? Oh, how do you say it? Like, if you're gonna grab the fucking, thank you for the fruit, and I hope this motherfucker don't hurt.
Pretty much you're asking for permission. This is what I'm going to do.
Banging the man, Mr. Tree. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That was a reminder, na sinabi sa akin ng puno.
Hi.
What's up, bro?
Maghinga kayo.
You're on live and you're on a live and I don't, what is this? I don't know what else are you doing.
Podcast.
You're on a podcast.
Whatever I want, I go in and get it. Whatever I want, I go in and want.
Where are you guys? Maybe we should be doing a podcast here with us.
Right?
Well, magbabounce na rin kami. We have 1 minute.
Buti na naglagay ka ng timer. I totally forgot about the incense
stick
kanina pa
ng batay. I saw the hour.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Hi, sagatek.
Sagatek.
Bye, crush.
Sige, mga kapatid. Alam mo na yun. Winners lang. Winners lang ang pwede. Huwag ka na magtampo.
Have them here next time and I'll be like asking like thought provoking question. You know? And like, hey, bro, what do you think about my girl? So have you heard we're like in an open relationship and stuff? But this is how we're this is how we're living our life. That is not the norm, right? Because we're meant to live like this. If you become honest with yourself and really go deep into what you feel is true to you with how your relationship is with the people that you are with, and it's a life that's fucking worth trying.
Life give it a that's fucking try. Worth trying.
Yeah, like life that has freedom to be able to connect with other women that you are interested in, mm-hmm. or it's fulfilling your sexual needs as well, and like how you want to have the life that you want with your connections and stuff.
I love that, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it's also knowing that I can't fucking fulfill everything he wants, yes. and vice versa. Yeah. I may want someone that's not even Filipino.
I'm gonna do whatever I want.
No, but it's
fuck your fulfillment. I'm gonna fulfill my motherfucking fulfillment.
My desires are gonna get met whether you're with me or not. But it goes back to parang being awareness of that. And again, the word kanina, diba? Compersion.
If you don't know, you're not aware.
No. Compersion. It's definitely an awareness. So my compersion to him is parang... Help me. How do you... Huh? I'm a lot of high to explain it.
Na alam mo na you can't fulfill every person's need.
Doing what he wants.
We're yung hindi ka ba talagang you have all the qualities that she desires from a man, but you meet a lot of them, right? Let's say you meet a lot of those things and you guys kind of like pieces as a puzzle. But there's some certain aspects that she desires or like yung gusto niyang ano na I don't have. Na it's not like a norm for me. So parang if I were to work on something that is like yung sobrang baba nung traits ko doon, yung points na naka-allocate doon, it mababa makes it that yeah yung madama yung points ko doon. Remember, life is a fucking game. Yeah. So how many stat points do you have in like emotional intelligence agility, or something? You know,
I think
or
that's like, the real balance of life. If you can find that chart, bro. You know?
And your love, it all ties down to your love language. Do you know like about love languages?
Hindi nga.
Yeah. So, one of them is physical touch, right?
Quality time,
words of affirmation, gift giving, and acts of service. Uh-huh. So, like you think about what like okay, this is how I know I feel loved and this is how I give love as well. Like this is the main thing that I know that I view love as live giving or gifting or whatever. Uh-huh. And then that's how you communicate with one another. That's how you love one another. Uh-huh. So when you meet someone and then they share a certain like love language with you. Wow. That's the reason why you guys match one another, right? And then there's other, like, there's the sub, the yung mga hindi primary. Uh-huh. Those would be, like, the things that you would be learning to, if you decide to. If you care about, like, her love language as well, in order for you to coexist and, like, in a loving relationship, you will work on those things. Mm-hmm. If you choose to, then that's really up to you.
Hindi lang just the hard on.
Yeah. Hindi lang yun, man. Like, ito lang yung alam ko. So, this is what I'm only gonna do. Like, no, bro. You gotta learn how to change those things if you want to be able to grow beyond your fucking little cage, right? Because all these beliefs that we have is limiting us to be able to love more. To love unconditionally like any fucking one. That's really is the goal, right? To get to the oneness. You gotta love everyone.
Yeah.
At first, you gotta love yourself.
It starts with you. If
you love yourself, you love everything.
Yeah.
You can't be. You can't love a person and not love yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. We are a mirror of people.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't. I guess it wasn't on my primal state to love myself. Before
it's not taught, it's something up, that you know? Learn through trial and error, but it'd be nice to have someone to tell you, hey, by the way, when you get to this level, level 20, whatever.
Yeah. You gotta love this shit.
You gotta level up because this is what's gonna happen.
Then it's the time you love this shit. Then or you've been loving it. You just didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when you were a kid, you loved yourself because you were doing the shit that you wanted to do.
Yeah. No matter what.
You wanted to play, you played. You know what I'm saying? Now you don't play no more because you ain't shit in shit. But you know, you fucking play that shit.
Yeah, and then the love is like yung parang meter then, like how much you're feeling it. Or whatever, with the things that you're doing that affects your relationship kind of thing. Because I think love is really tied into relationship that you have with yourself and with other people.
Uh-huh. And craft, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, you know, this is some new shit that I've understand. Overstand.
Understand.
All the stand, right? And, like, loving your craft.
Yes.
Say you're doing a song or doing a video, whatever. You're loving it and you're putting love on it because you love doing the shit. And then whoever's listening to it is gonna feel that love, bro.
It's not on anymore. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They're gonna feel that love. So it really, if you,
that's your skill.
It could be transmuted. The energy that you was feeling, it could be transmuted. And we've been receiving those before and we haven't put it back, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've been receiving it for, you know, we've listened to too many songs, you know, and it made us felt some type of way. So that energy we got from that song, you know, and then whatever who wrote that song really put that shit into it, you know what I mean? So suck a dick. shout out to Richard. Suck a dick forever.
Shit.
Okay. Wanted to ask you, do you know what my primary love language is?
Physical touch.
Yeah, thank you. Ding 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 for 300.
Yeah.
For you, I feel it is physical touch, but it's also words of affirmation. It's like I have to tell you.
So how do I figure out what my love language is?
You gotta feel it. No, there's an actual quiz. There's an actual quiz. Okay. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
But it's pretty much just love language. And then you have all language. Love, you have all the love languages. It's just, it'll tell you, yung mga score. You have more here. Da, 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 da,
you know what I was thinking, bro? Check this out. I've been thinking about this a long time ago. Say, diba, you need balance in your life, right? And then there's a way, if you can find a way to measure that shit or my visualize more in a barometer or whatever, you know what I mean? Some shit that you it's like maybe an AI shit, bro, you know, you connect to your veins, whatever, and then you'll see right here, okay, I'm dehydrated, I need more this, I needed more shit, you know. If we can solve that problem in the near 10-20 years, bro, it could happen, bro. We probably be on something good. Mm-hmm. Like say, oh, I need water. Beep, 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 beep. Some people don't know what the fuck went to eat and when to stop. Yeah.
Exactly. You know? Uh-huh. Or if they had been consuming so much sugar, so much salt, so much of things, like the imbalance, right? Yeah.
That's some shit that we, technical side. I know it's some AI crazy shit.
It is.
But it's next, you know, level, it's bro. Still an idea. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still an idea. tap into this. We just need some fucking app or whatever, or
so it can be monetized.
Yeah,
but we're doing that in the energetic
field. Yeah.
In this,
right here.
But it's different when you see it right there.
Mm-hmm. It's like a phone, right?
You know? We're going to the fucking droid phase, right?
Yes, we go in there anyways, right? Like I told you, bro. Just surf the fucking matrix, you know. Don't fight that shit. Yeah,
the downside, like when we go into the droid phase, I don't think the sensation would be the same.
Yeah, I know. But
unless you're able to connect all
exist,
the,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have no idea what droid phase is.
I don't know if you guys have seen that show on Sex, Love, and Robots or something.
Yeah,
or something like that. So, but I never watched as much as I needed to really make sense of what the fuck I was watching, because every fucking episode, dude, it's not correlated to the next one. May sariling story. I'm like, what the fuck? Namo mindfuck. It makes you really think about what it's trying to teach you.
Yeah, it's fucking with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's a reality that exists that's meant to teach you like something about like you're meant to like get the message, whatever it is that they're trying to tell you.
Yeah, there is a message.
Yeah, there's a message in everything. But that's why you get attracted to the things they get attracted to, whether that be movies, a certain genre, let's say it's all horror or something, or something just like more on like action movies, that type of stuff, martial arts. It's meant to teach you something. It's meant to broaden your fucking horizon. But it's up to you to be able to get the message.
And then apply that shit in real life.
Exactly.
Can't be just getting giving. You gotta get it.
You know, when you get an idea, you always write it down, because if not, it just sometimes goes.
It's just gonna pop.
This
good thing is already.
It's a good thing it's recording, but
the writing can't keep up, right? The writing can't keep up with how fast our mind is going.
Yes, true. That's why there's like when you do
voice memo, dude, that thing is so helpful. I love that we started using voice memos, because
I haven't tried that, bro.
Being able to write down my thoughts. The ideas that I have, it's too slow. But I think it's very important for like journaling. I know the value of that. I've seen that in you. And I see myself still resisting, knowing that, hey, maybe I don't need to write all these thoughts. But then you know what? I know I'm resisting to that, because I'm not going through the challenge of it. I'm not actually putting myself through the uncomfortable feeling of writing down whatever is in your mind instead of just like dealing with it in your mind.
I guess it's different too when you really write it down, like on a lead pencil, bro. I think there's magic on it, because there's wood and you know what I mean,
or those ink and feathers, bro.
I used to fucking have that shit.
Ink and feathers.
I saw a fucking feather. What's that for? You just had it.
Water is magic. It has magic properties. When you're using an ink in that way, you're creating spells.
You spell it.
Real shit. You
spell exactly. Real write your dreams on wood. In those fucking wood things. Wood. Go back into the old ways of how we used to create
fucking
magic.
Pencil, bro.
Exactly.
Because
it's going back to the
pencil,
basic. The ancient basic is the best way that we can create magical spells. Yeah. In the way we write things and the way we speak words
journal.
And stuff.
Hell yeah, journal. Chillest journal coming up. Chillest journal coming up, motherfucker. $24.99 only in Amazon.
I love that. And I actually want to share a vulnerable.
I just realized.
Okay, I got your royalties. Come on.
Spiritual
daddy in the back.
The download I just got, bro. So here's the thing that I downloaded from you. I observe people. I try to read people and see what they're about, right? And I wanted to share what I got so far from you. You download nothing, like how we are linked together, how we are like one another.
Like in a
In our past lives, we lived as kings. You live your life, fucking women, all that stuff.
I believe that.
Yung parang may kingdom ka, and then may kingdom ako, and then we're like,
you know, say we got countless wives, nigga.
Parang yung mga Roman times, yung mga parang like, medyo parang pabahag yung damit natin.
We got like fucking like grapes and shit.
Exactly.
I love it.
We got like copper fucking bathtubs.
Exactly.
You brought me to a time. I remember I told you about Burgos. We went to a. I went to a. I guess rave, right? A little spiritual rave.
Oh yeah, Vugan or Bulan. So it's
spiritual rave.
Spiritual. I know. Spiritual event, like festival. It's
pero
meant
may
to
house
like,
music. This is all that.
Yeah, it's with music. It's with.
Bagay tong dalawa sa lake and dip, no?
We go there. when you guys said that. Part of us wanted to go with you, but I was like, "Hey, fuck, do I have the
bandwidth,
full bandwidth to like really go there?" But I love going to those places, because you know what? I didn't get to experience those things growing up. Because late bloomer ako, so hindi ko na experience yung mga like magpa-party ng mga teenager pa or whatever. Inavoid ko yon, because I know if I went down that path, baka na si ano ako, nasa kulungan. So like, so I had to like take a step back from society and all that stuff, right? Banging introvert, maging hermit, so that I can
ngayon,
get away
extrovert
from. I go through like those phases, right? You go into like introspection and monk mode or whatever. Yeah, and then after that, you go like, oh fuck yeah, I'm here to take over the world.
I know now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here to like infect people with my wisdom, to like share the things that I've learned along the way, and hopefully it can help guide you into a better.
So one of my homies was telling me, shout out
I'm
to,
a pathfinder.
To Carlo, Carlo David, bro. Yeah. Si ano, sabi niya, if you got that idea and it worked, you reach the top with the ladder, right? Don't forget to leave the ladder when you're up in there, bro. Carlo.
So,
you trying to reach another level in your life, right? Or
you're going up the mountain,
and then you reached it with the help of a ladder. So now, if you're up in there, leave the ladder so somebody can use that tool. Somebody can use that tool to get up on where you, you know. Some of them will take that ladder too, but you know who the motherfuckers are. Fuck all your breath. So love you, know what I mean? Even if I say fuck you, I still love you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So fuck you, Richard. Fuck everybody.
Suck a dick.
Suck a dick. it's so fast to say, suck a dick. That's it. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. Suck a dick. Ako nga pala si MAC. Ito nga pala in behalf of Spiritual Daddy and Dan.
Thank you for having us here, man. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share this time with you guys.
I-plug nyo na rin yung shit nyo. You know what I'm saying? Para meron din kami. Like, whatever you want, guys.
This is the part that we like. We've never done this part where we do like yung outro, right?
No, we don't do outro. We just said, okay, blah, blah.
Follow our page or whatnot,
Shit like that.
We gotta put that on. What do you call
just
it?
Just say suck a dick.
If not now, when? So we're talking about Instagram. So mine is manifestationgoddess_Diana, and we have
Spiritual Daddy. So it's spiritual dot
ang daddy,
daddy,
mga daddy
with the I-E, not the Y.
Ang daddy mo pero hindi mo lolo.
Dapat daddy na lang with it. Nah.
Daddy.
Daddy. Now I'm gonna create another one, but it's gonna be for a specific thing that I do with like full sexual mode on. Parang ganda. You remember the Mr. Sensual or
daddy.
Something like
Mr.
that.
Mr. Sensual.
Ang daddy Sensual. Na hindi daddy. Magic hindi Miguel. Lolo.
You know the thing that you're talking about like craft for me is food, like cooking.
Art, bro.
You could come up with a whole channel just the, all the stuff that you've been cooking.
Like when you know like the food that you're about to make is like, holy shit, I've never seen this one
we should do
anywhere before.
We should do an episode like
and
that,
it's
bro.
So unique. And I'm like, yo, I fucking love this. I learned how to cook so that I can like create things with it.
One of the things that we're working on is like, we gotta write down whatever. Try to remember what the fuck we were doing.
Just keep writing. So we can.
Because for me, like I said, life is a game for me, and whatever I create is meant to fucking boost my stats.
For you to level up.
Hell yeah, bro. If the food that you're eating is fucking garbage and you don't know where it fucking came from, you can't pronounce the fucking words, like, what the fuck is this?
Why would you put it
then
in
what
your
kind
body?
Of food are you eating? You know what I mean?
It's a Wingstop.
Something
stop.
To think about, right?
Wingstop. It's about donuts.
And McDonald's. McDonald's.
But again, thank you for having us. Appreciate you.
Alam mo na yan.
Alam mo na yan. Mag-apart na yan. Salami-salami tayo dyan.
Alam mo na yan.
Bayaram na nga na, Carly. Selfie tayo.
Oh, shit. Who's
that? Ooh! Thank you.
Ooh! Bra, bra, bra.
But I didn't love. Dowling. Oh yeah, it did something weird. Bakit nga ba, always on the grind. Bakit nga ba, I don't know if I hear that. Sino nga ba, sino nagkaka.
Chill.